Coming up on The Current OC, we'll take you to the stage for Ocean City's Finest, the Mr. OCHS competition.
Plus, is an old movie theater about to reopen on the boardwalk? We'll have the latest on the historic Moen Theater.
These stories, plus sports and weather, it all starts now on The Current OC.
From OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Welcome to The Current OC. I'm Scarlett Fletcher.
And I'm Allie Hudson. Thanks for joining us. We have a lot to get to. Scarlett, have you ever anchored before?
No, have you?
Nope. Well, let's see how this goes. What a battle for bragging rights. Seven OC seniors competing for the title of Mr. OCHS. This annual competition put on by the cheerleaders judges the contestants on their talent, personality, and skills. Our very own Elijah Watson takes us to the show to see who took home the crown.
This past Wednesday, Ocean City High School hosted Mr. OC, an event in which seven seniors competed for the title of Mr. OC, with a variety of singing, dancing, comedy, and everything in between. It was surely a night to remember. The night started off with the contestants being walked on stage accompanied by their escorts. The competition then shifted to the personality test, where each contestant answered questions about themselves.
If you had a time machine, and you could go back into history, what one thing would you change?
Good question. If I could change one thing in history, I would probably have to go back and bribe the judges before this contest. and stop the Holocaust. Thank you.
The show then transitioned into acts prepared by the contestants. We saw these acts including Matt Murray's Elvis impression, Daniel Guy drumming away with his band, Greg dancing along to Outkast with his two escorts, Sean Wall's creative roast,
You couldn't get one good-looking specimen to do this? Seriously? You expect these guys to bring something down? Seriously?
Robbie Neville singing a song about being parked out by a lake.
You remember that old lake, the one by Santa Fe. That's where I'm at, I'm sitting down here parked.
Ryan Mulroney singing She Loves Me from the aptly named musical She Loves Me. Topping off the acts was a rousing comedy act written by James Swan.
But you know, having big enough seats for me is a universal issue. I mean, I think the last time I had legroom was in my mom's womb. And I mean, it's outrageous. I had to pay to sit in the exit row. Thank you. So,
after showing off their casual dress wear and yet another dance break, the contestants got on stage one last time so that Mr. OC can be crowned. The winner of People's Choice went to Daniel Guy. The runner-up to Mr. OC, however, was Ryan Mulroney. And what we were all waiting for, Mr. OC was...
Is in fact Greg Benson!
Despite not all the contestants taking home prizes, it's nice to see that at the end they were all still able to get on stage and enjoy the moment that they all shared together. This has been Elijah Watson reporting for The Current OC.
Hey Al, you want to see a movie on the boardwalk this summer?
Of course, Scarlett. Only if you buy my ticket.
For the first time in 6 years, the historic Moreland Theater is making a comeback. After being refurbished, the OC landmark, located on 8th and the boardwalk, will entertain moviegoers starting this summer. The Current OC's DJ Schwartz has a story.
Do you like watching movies? Are you looking to see what's new in theaters? For the first time in a while, the Moreland Theater will be reopening to the public on 9th Street. The theater originally opened as a bowling alley before it was a movie theater, and has since had several changes with different owners. The Square Theaters bought it last year and was ongoing plans to restore it. Manager Bidlack tells me what to expect for the new cinema.
What changes can be expected with the new theater?
The lobby itself will be completely reconfigured, concession stand and all that. The seating will be completely different, state-of-the-art sound, all things like that.
Frank Theaters owned the Moreland throughout the 90s until the Tabernacle bought it 12 years ago. It then closed about 5 years ago, leaving the theater trapped in time ever since.
How many auditoriums will be open?
Four.
With new movies near you, things to go with your experience come with it too.
Will this new theater have IMAX?
No, unfortunately, it can't.
If you're looking to take someone to a movie this summer, You'll be glad to hear you probably can.
When is the new theater expected to reopen?
Spring to summer, sometime this year. There's a lot of work to be done, but it has started.
Movies back on the boardwalk? That would be awesome. Speaking of awesome, have you ever seen our Ocean City Unified sports team in action? Recently, our squad took a look on the court for an exciting basketball game. They paired up with Cedar Creek to take on the HD Eagles. A very supportive crowd on hand to watch the first unified basketball game at OC. Our squad features 10 players and is led by coaches Jessica DiBiasso, Stephanie Herless, and Stephanie Derquin. Also leading in assistance, Coach John Bruno, as the PA announcer, and the referee, Scott Cooper. With amazing baskets from both teams and great sportsmanship, it was a very positive place and a great day to be a Red Raider. That was a great game for our unified athletes. Now with a look at the historic basketball season by our OC boys, here's Ryan Baldwin.
Thanks, guys. With the boys' basketball season ending, we'd like to look back at a phenomenal season. In the final game of the season, the OC boys' basketball team went back and forth in a showdown against Mainland that'll go down the history books. Dylan Schlater led the team with 25 points, along with Corey Segers with 19. Ben McGonigal also had a fantastic game with 15 points and 6 rebounds, making some clutch shots towards the end. We were able to catch up with three of the seniors, Charlie Labar, Corey Segich, and Pat Grimley. Here's what they had to say about their phenomenal season.
I mean, I know Corey had a lot of confidence going into the season, but I could never have guessed that we set up as many school records as we did.
My favorite memory would have to be just going out to food with all the guys after a win.
Bruno said some memorable quotes. A blind squirrel finds a nut is probably the best one. I'll remember that forever.
I think I helped lighten Bruno up a little over my 4 years, so I'd say stay light, stay positive. You know, you're not going to set a record every year, so just keep enjoying it.
OC Wrestling and 5 wrestlers go to states in AC. Wrestlers from Ocean City gathered in Atlantic City for the state wrestling championships after capping off a successful playoff run this season. Ocean City had one place winner with 8th place, senior Olivia Guy. Congrats on an incredible season, many awards, and reaching a South Jersey final for the first time in school history. Did you know the Battle at the Beach will return to Ocean City this summer? The football showcase won't be as many days as last year, but it'll still feature the Red Raiders in their season opener against Cinnaminson on Thursday, August 29th at Carey Stadium. OC football recently just had a fundraiser for their upcoming season. In this event, the football players maxed out on their lifts. Justin McCormick set a school record with a deadlift of 645 pounds. Ocean City football had never had a deadlift attempt over 600 pounds coming into the night, and ended up having 5 guys with a deadlift over 600 pounds. And it's hard to believe the spring sports season is here. We'll be talking about those on our next show. That's a look at sports. Back to you guys.
Today is the official start of spring, and you know what that means, free Dairy Queen ice cream.
Definitely chilly outside, but hopefully it'll warm up soon.
Let's send it over to our weather expert, Cannon Barron, with a look at our forecast.
Thanks, guys. Let's take a look at our current conditions outside on this terrific Tuesday. Yes, it's feeling more like winter than spring. Even with partly sunny skies, it's 44 degrees with some gusty winds. The wind chill is in the upper 30s. Looking around the region right now, much cooler than yesterday. It's in the mid-40s from AC to Philadelphia. The ocean temperature is warmer than the air at 47 degrees. Now to our tides off the 9th Street Bridge. Let's look at the tides next. Next high tide is a little after 5:20 tonight, with the tides around 3 feet high. Low tide is later this evening at 11:23. Taking a look at the 7-day forecast, temperatures will warm up to the low 50s tomorrow. And later in the week, still chilly with a mixture of sun and clouds. Saturday looks to be a little rainy, so overall, the cold and chilly weather hangs around into the next week. And that's a look at your forecast.
Thanks, Kaylin. Time to talk pickleball. Allie, I heard you were trash in gym class.
Actually, Scarlett, I dominated. But enough about me. Let's check out the latest pickleball tournament. Let's go inside the Civic Center where students hit the court for this action-packed tournament. Keep your eyes open for some big-time shots. As pickleball gains in popularity, it's becoming a big fundraiser. since Gianna and Marissa Valise, along with Marissa Trossel, hosted this year's event. The girls raised over $7,000. Proceeds from the tournament benefited cancer research. And this year's winners were Charlotte Risley and John Martin. Overall, you can say it was a victory for everyone involved.
It's very unfortunate that Miss Cathcart and Miss Kelly couldn't come out because they were last year's champions. They were really excited to come out and play, but it's like just very meaningful because of how like we know people with cancer, so it means more on that level.
I think that it's really important to help other people, and I think that it's just a really good cause.
The shot of the tournament, Roy Saluca with a big swing and miss. Way to go, Roy. Well, this was a lot of fun.
This should be the most watched show for sure. Let's just hope the entire school remembers to subscribe and follow our social media feeds.
That's right. We are on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So follow us right now. Search the oc-tv.org.
Thanks for watching. We leave you with the sights and sounds of the recent Jazz concert.